How many times have you stood over your putt and felt major anxiety? You're hoping, you're wishing, you're praying, you just make the putt. You're feeling so nervous. We've all been there. Listen up, because I'm going to give you some really good tips that's going to help you putt better under pressure.
Welcome to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast, where you can listen to everything related to the game of golf. Golf tips to help you improve your golf game, entertaining interviews, discussions about the latest in golf equipment, and so much more. Now, here is your host, PGA professional, Steve Goforth.
Hey, what's happening? Welcome back to the podcast. Of course, this one's dropping a little bit quicker than normal. Like I mentioned in the last podcast where I had Julian Taylor on the show. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you got better informed about what Titleist has to offer for you this year. Of course, the next episode, we're back to normal schedule. Next episode is going to drop on Wednesday, March the 20th. And I'll have another fantastic guest on for that episode as well. But today, I want to talk to you about how to putt better under pressure. And like I said in my opening statement, we've all been there. We've felt it. I mean, you basically go numb, right? Your fingers, your hands, your legs, you can't feel nothing whenever you're under pressure. You're feeling it really bad. And again, I've been there, experienced it. It's not fun. But obviously, I've learned how to deal with that better and coach people on how to deal with that better. And I want to share three really simple tips with you today that I know will help you putt better under pressure. And what is pressure? What is a pressure situation? I mean, it could be something as you've got a putt to make to beat your buddy. It could be a putt that you need to make to save par. It could be a putt you need to make to save bogey. Or maybe it's even more. Maybe it's something you've got to make in a tournament situation, whether it's to win your club championship, to win the member guest, to save your team on a hole during a tournament, or maybe you're playing for big money. Maybe you're doing this as a career and you need to learn how to putt down the stretch when you know there's a lot on the line. Whatever the situation may be, you're going to feel it. You know you're going to feel it. You've been there. You've done that. And these tips are going to equip you in that situation to be more calm, to be more focused, to not freak out, and to make that putt more often. Now, you're not going to be perfect, right? You're not going to make every putt. You're not going to take these three tips and just go drain everything you look at. That's just not reality. But you're going to be way better off with these tips that I'm going to share with you than you would be if you didn't have them. So I want you to practice them. I want you to live by them. I want you to take this episode, save it somewhere whenever you need it, make notes like I've always encouraged you to do over the years, and then take those notes, pull them out of your bag, and use them whenever you're feeling that pressure. So without further ado, let's jump into these three tips I'm going to give you on how to putt better under pressure. Tip number one, this is a tough one. I'll be honest with you. When you care about something and when you're a competitor, and you want to get out there and do your very best, this one can be tough. But what I want you to do is I want you to care less about the outcome and more about just putting a good putting stroke over that golf ball. Okay? Don't worry about the outcome. Whether you make it or whether you miss it, don't think about that. Don't worry about that. You almost got to not give a flip, right? Just put a good putting stroke on it. Focus only on that. Okay, Brad Faxon, one of the best putters on the planet, teaches it. He talks about that. He feels like he's always prided himself on being a good putter because he has not cared about the outcome. And I think we focus a lot on that, don't we? We get over the putt and it's like, oh my gosh, I've got to make this. What if I miss this? And we just focus on the consequences and outcome more than we do on actually putting a good putting stroke through that golf ball. So focusing on the putt at that moment is key to that. So we've gotten over putts, right, that we think about the putt we missed on the previous hole. we think about a similar putt that we had, like the one we're standing over, and we missed, and we're worried we're going to miss it again. So be in the moment. That putt that's in front of you right that second, that's the only thing that's important. It's a new chance. It's a start over point. Does not matter what you've done previous to that putt. That's out the door, out the window, doesn't matter anymore. All that matters is a putt that's in front of you at that moment. And when you think like that, you're going to be able to give yourself a better chance of making that putt. Don't let past outcomes influence you. Care less about the outcome. Care more about the putting stroke that you're going to put through that golf ball. So it can also be about, once you've established your line, once you've established your alignment, and once you've established your setup position, go with it. Just go with it. I promise you, it will work. The next tip I want you to incorporate, and I've said this before in the past, I want you to develop and I want you to maintain a really good pre-putt routine. And because when we have that routine, we're less stressed. I mean, think about your normal day, right? So if you get up in the morning, you've got your routine, you make your coffee, you get your shower, you read the paper. Well, nobody reads the paper anymore, but you go online or you watch TV and you get dressed and you go out the door and everything's great. And when that routine's flowing, we are way less stressed. But when something happens, if that routine gets broken, we get more anxiety. We start worrying. We get stressed. Same thing at work. So when things are at a high tension level when you're on the golf course, you're feeling the pressure, you are really feeling the anxiety, go to your routine. That resets everything, you know, and it just makes you be in that moment and you're comfortable in that routine. But I want you to come up with your routine. I can give suggestions on that, and I do that all the time, but I want you to have a lot of the input there, because when you come up with your routine, you're going to feel better about it and you're going to commit to it more. So part of that routine, what I'd like to see you do is I want you to do that 360 view of your line. So start behind your ball, read your break, walk around the right side, go to the back side of the cup, then walk around the left side and come back to your golf ball. Do that 360 view because you're going to be able to read the break so much better when you do that. Then I want you to come up with a good practice alignment strategy. So whatever that may be, whether it's using the line on the ball, whether it's finding a spot in front of your ball that you want the ball to start over, or both. And then I want you to get into a good setup position. Eyes over the ball or slightly inside, depends on what type of putter you are. Come to me for a golf lesson. I'll kind of explain what I'm talking about on that. And then I want you to take a few looks at the hole, and I want you to visualize. One thing I want to give you here, and this is going to seem silly, but I picked this up years ago in working at Sleisner Golf when we did custom fitted putters. And then we went around and retrained some of the best putting instructors in the world about how to use our putting fitting system or putter fitting system. And one of the tips I picked up, I'll never forget it, was don't clench your jaw. Don't clench your jaw. Have your jaw separated. Because when you clench your jaw, you're creating so much tension in the neck and the shoulders, and then all that tension kind of moves its way down your body and through your arms. And then when there's that tension there, you just cannot put a good putting stroke through the ball. So try that. Another tip that I heard is when you're practicing, put a potato chip between your teeth and don't let the potato chip break. That's a tricky one. But again, all that's doing is just keeping you from having tension in your body. You can actually try that potato chip trick on full shots too. But just don't clench your jaw. Be as relaxed as you can possibly be at your setup position, because that's going to help you put a good flowing putting stroke on there. You want that tick-tock motion. You don't want to stab at it or punch at it or have your back stroke be faster or slower than your forward stroke or vice versa there. So really come up with a good pre-putt routine, because it's going to help you be far less stressed and you're not going to feel that pressure nearly as much when you go into your routine. Third and final tip, this one's simple. Breathe, positive self-talk. Again, all things I've mentioned in past podcasts, I want you breathing, because breathing puts you back into the moment. You're not thinking ahead. You're not thinking backwards. You're only focusing on your breath in that moment, and you stay present. You don't let the negative thoughts creep their way in there. Go back and listen to a previous episode I did with Dr. Saul Miller. He wrote the book Winning Golf, The Mental Game. He gives that tip as well. But the positive self-talk is also very important. So what I like to do in that situation, what I've encouraged a lot of my students to do is during your pre-putt routine, when you're doing that 360, you're just talking to yourself, whether it's out loud or silent, and you're telling yourself, you've got this, you're going to make this putt, let's do this. All these different things you can tell yourself that can get you positive. The last thing you want to do is stand there or go through your routine wishing and hoping and praying you make the putt. Gosh, I hope I don't miss this. Please let me make this putt. Oh man, last time I was in this situation, I missed this. I've got people watching me here. I can't miss this. This is for to save par, or this is to win my match. Oh my gosh, I got to make this. You cannot think like that. You've got to think positive. Positive self-talk. I'm making this. Watch this. This is going in the cup. Those are just examples. And whether you miss it or not, it doesn't matter. Keep with that positive self-talk. I see so many people start doing the positive self-talk. They miss a few. And if they miss a few in a row, it's even worse. Then they abandon it. Oh, this positive self-talk, it doesn't work. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm better off just preparing for the worst. And if it happens and I'm ready for it, and if it doesn't, then great. You can't think like that. So I want you to continue the positive self-talk no matter what happens, because again, you are way better off thinking that way than you are not. Okay, so you're going to give yourself a much better chance of making that putt by thinking positively than you would by thinking negatively. So breathe, come up with whatever breathing routine you need to have there, whether it's in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the nose. Whatever it is, it could be a particular tempo in how you're breathing. There's so many different breathing techniques out there. Go look that up. But breathe, positive self-talk. It's going to help you deliver a good putting stroke under pressure. So those are the three tips I want you to carry with you. I want you to save this podcast. I want you to make notes. Whatever you need to do to help you. If you want to put earbuds in while you're playing golf next time and listen to this, this is not a very long podcast, so it'll be easy to do that. Obviously, you can't do that in competition, but you can do that if you're out just for a casual round of golf. So again, the three things, I want you to care less about the outcome and more about putting a good putting stroke on it. Be in the moment. Don't worry about what's happened before. I want you to develop a good pre-putt routine, that 360 view, a good alignment strategy, a good setup position. One thing I didn't mention there, let me throw this in there real quick. I mentioned about don't clench the jaw, super important, but check your grip pressure too. That's important. Don't be holding that grip really tight, light grip pressure. And then I want you to breathe and have positive self-talk. Those three things, I guarantee you, when you practice them and you implement them and you do them consistently, will help you putt better under pressure. I have no doubt about it. Let me know how this goes for you. Give me some feedback. You know how to reach out to me. All my social media pages, at GoForthGolf. Shoot me an email, sgoforth@pga.com. You see me in person. Let me know how this helped you. It warms my heart to hear from you. I really want to know what's going on. I want to know that these tips I'm sharing with you is helping you. Good luck. Go out there. Putt better under pressure. I can't wait to hear your feedback.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
Hi, I'm Betsy Exton, owner of Pure Health and Wellness. If you want to take control of your health and feel amazing, I encourage you to check out Pure Health and Wellness. We have two locations, one downtown Greenville, it's called Pure on Main, across the street from the Hyatt. The other location is on Cannon Street in beautiful downtown Greer. Pure Health and Wellness provides you with essential services and products, allowing you to live a healthier, more fulfilling life. We are one of the most exclusive and unique health and wellness centers in the upstate, and we've been nominated for Greenville's Best for over 8 consecutive years. Do you want to increase your endurance, increase your mobility, get rid of joint pain, and have a better golf game? My staff and I can help you. Our stores are filled with beneficial items for your body and soul. Our services include massage therapy, ionic foot detoxes, colon hydrotherapy, wellness consulting, saunas, and body wraps. We are dedicated to help provide the best service for our community. Please give us a call and allow us to recommend the top-of-the-line products and services that are results-driven for your golf game. Steve gets all his wellness supplements from us, and it's made a huge positive impact in his life. Visit our website at pureonmaine.com to learn more about our products and services. So, what are you waiting for? Start living happier and healthier at Pure on Maine and Pure Wellness Spa. We are a proud sponsor of the Go Forth and Golf podcast.
Congratulations on completing another podcast. Tremendously appreciate your support. I can sit here on this microphone and say that all day and all night, and it would not be enough. I'm serious. I really do appreciate it. Please help me out and spread the word. Word of mouth advertising does more than you can possibly know. So if you have not already, please go out there and tell people that you play golf with or that you know that loves the game as much as we do about the podcast. And maybe you've done that already, but they've forgotten, right? So just remind them about the Go Forth and Golf podcast. I really appreciate it. And then those reviews can help me a lot, whatever platform you're listening on. Give me a positive review. Give me a 5-star rating. It just moves me up the charts so that more people will see the podcast when they go out there and search it. Please be on the lookout for the next podcast on Wednesday, March the 20th. I'll have another guest on for that podcast. And then also look out for another interesting topic I'm going to put out there on social media. So if you don't follow me on social media, please do so. It's at GoForthGolf on TikTok, on X, and on Instagram. And it's GoForthGolf Instruction on Facebook. I've been doing these videos, as you've probably already seen, where I just kind of put out a thought-provoking question. I want your opinion. I want you to interact with me, and I want you to interact with each other, and I want to give you topics that's going to get you excited, it's going to get you thinking, and it's going to get you commenting about whatever topic I'm putting out there. So I've got a good one for this particular topic, and I will be putting that out there this week. And then what I'll do is I will comment on that on the next podcast. So if you leave a comment, it's probably going to get read, and I'm going to credit you for it. I'm not going to mention your last name, but I'm going to mention your first name, and I'm going to mention your comment, and I'm going to talk about it, and then I'm going to give you my view on that topic. So again, I just want to create a community here that we have really already established, but I want to get it more active. I want to get us talking. I want to get us interacting and having fun. That's the whole point of it, having fun, giving us something to look forward to, right? So please be on the lookout for that. Until that next episode, keep hitting those drives long and straight. Keep hitting those greens. Keep draining those putts. And most of all, get out there, have a good time. Putt better under pressure. Take these tips, use them. It's going to work. Don't forget to do something nice for somebody today, because it makes you feel absolutely wonderful to do something nice for somebody else and put somebody else ahead of yourself. And remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.
You've been listening to the Go Forth and Golf podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to receive alerts on new episodes. For more information, please follow us on social media at Go Forth Golf Instruction or visit our website at GoForthGolfInstruction.com. Remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.